The Jazz Sanctuary is an organization that takes jazz into houses of worship and other non-traditional venues. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, founder Alan Siegel says jazz and the spiritual community drove his recovery from a life-threatening crisis.
Financial consultant Alan Siegel liked listening to jazz and played bass and guitar on and off. When in December 2006, he came out of surgery for a cerebral arteriovenous malformation, essentially a leak in his brain, he couldn't speak, read, or walk. In the months that followed, he and his wife, an Episcopal priest at Gloria Dei Church in South Philadelphia, were enveloped by visitors.
Priests came in to visit, and people showed up from everywhere. The sense of community and well-being, it was truly amazing.
Working to recover, he turned to the bass, 5 to 7 hours a day.
And while I was playing bass to literally fix my hand-eye coordination, I was making myself into a jazz bassist.
2.5 years later, he was proficient enough to play in a quartet and wanted to give back. Jazz, he says, is an ideal medium to foster community.
Dollar connects a person in the audience individually to the musicians as a whole, and then to the soloist individually. It connects the people in the audience together. It does what faith does. It brings people together in a mutual understanding.
The Jazz Sanctuary presents concerts open to the public at houses of worship and other nonprofit organizations.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.